Okay, we left off last time. We were in, we have a lot to do today. We're in Se'if Teth, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samech. You can unclog your gutter because of a Pseida. And the Gemara says, why? Because Metakin Kulachar Yad. The Pashup shot in the Gemara, the Pashup shot in the Rishonin, the Pashup shot in the Mechaber. What does he say here? He says, they came into Metakin Ali, they Shinoi Hu, Sha'ino Osa El Barag, love Mugab Sigla Gazarban. It sounds like you're allowed to do a Malacha Bashinoi, which is only a Shvus, right? Chad Shvus, to avoid Hefted, in which case, you should also, what if you can do Metakin Bashinoi, you should also be allowed to do Kofi Bashinoi, and you should be allowed to uproot, graft that through there. Which is sort of what it sounds like. And they said, Aluvo generally does not fell in, but grew up. However, we saw on the board last time, the Ron questions it because he finds a counter example. If you're putting out fire, you're not allowed to do Malachim Shechel Gufa for the sake of Hefted. You're not even allowed to do Amir La'akum on that. So, The conclusion of the second day in the run is that a shvut kalachar yad is more mikel, and the prima gunner understood that kavan of the run was a shvut kalachar yad was a shvut kalachar yad, a shvut to shvut with drabanan for one reason, plus also kalachar yad, which is why the drabanan for one reason, because he assumed that this has to do with the whole question of plunging toilets on Shabbos. He assumes that, you know, clearing off a stopped up gutter is only tikkun drabanan. You're not fixing it, you're just clearing it. You're not changing the gut. You're just clearing out guf from the inside. That's only a tikkun drabanan. And therefore, says the prima gadim here, that we're only mafir shvuch the shvuch b'makom hefzid, meaning if it's drabanan for one reason plus kalachayad. And that's how the Mishavur Popkins here, and that is the mainstream halakha l'maisa. We mentioned one or two examples of that. That's also Maskan and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham earlier in the Siman of Amir La'akum deals with Amir La'akum for Makom Hefzid, which is not our main topic now, but the Magen Avraham earlier in Siman Shin Zayin, Sifkatan Zion brings down this discussion and says you can't compare these, you can only be matter what the Chachamim were matter, and he goes through a whole discussion. He even quotes a Hagos Mordechai, who says maybe they were only matter the case of unclogging your gutter, specifically, machine, which they're afraid. Otherwise, you might be talking to be a dying, but generally, you're not allowed to do a malacha, b'makom, hefzid. But in the end, what does he conclude? Magen Avraham, Shin Zayin Zayin, l'chein yer alid, b'makom, hefzid, gadol, the big hefzid, not a small hefzid, a big hefzid, yishatr, shvus alidei akom, filu kedarko, a guy can do any drabonon, yishvus alidei yisrael, shalo kedarko, and a Jew can do only a drabanan plus shelo kedarko avol v'lav haki ein mahakel klal. So here we have the case of the tinor. The shot is that it's just malacha kalachar yad. However, maybe the Ran means quite possibly in his second day that it's only a shvuch but kalachar yad. Meaning not that it's a drabbanon, it's a drabbanon, it's a drabbanon in the first place, and you also do a kalachar yad, and this is the hachra'ah of, there's a very clear hachra'ah, halakha l'maisa of the Magen Avraham, Shin Zayin Zayin, and the Prima Gadim, and the Mishnah Berurah in our siman. So this is the bottom line halakha l'maisa. There are many cases which sound a little differently. If you just are willing to turn your Mishnah Berurah for a second, or your Shulchan Aruch, or whatever sefer you brought with you, to Siman Shin Aleph. This is the last parak of Masechta Shabbat. Has a lot of surprise heterim. They weren't even had a story there about how surprised heterim. But learn from that. Shin Aleph Lamed Gimel also lusting for Shabbos with most of the cats of Atur Vidigdo. You can't walk outside of Shabbat Rav on Shabbos with your money sewn into your clothing. Answer: Amav Yeshmat Tirem Makom Seida. Ab Makom Seida. You can carry money sewn into your clothing. To Yarshi Glen Meningly Emi Ani Kumbay Deal Family. You're afraid it'll get stolen if you leave it home. Hey Nogim Lahakel and Sarf. Let's say. Avolam Yucha Liyos Yosher Bais. Well, let's say Slo Yetsi. Right. Says the Ramah, if you can stay home and watch your money, stay home. If not, you can sew it into your clothing before Shabbos and go outside, even though that is, it's Kalachar Yad. Clearly, it's not the normal way to carry money. But you can do a Malacha Mashinoi to avoid Hefzid. That sounds like, again, the Pashup shot in the Ramah. This is the shot in the Machaber by us, Shin Lamed Vav Pet, and in the Ramah, Shin Aleph Lamed Gimel, he said you can walk with money sewn into your clothing to avoid hefted. However, the Magen Avraham says, not true, that's not the way we popkin, says the Magen Avraham right there. If you look in the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Mem Vav, says came into a thought kalachar yad began as manazel less on rishas ravn doraisa. He says no, that's a shnuk kalachar yad because nowadays you don't rishas ravn doraisa, so it's only outside rabban and add kalachar yad. There's also the magen Avraham shin aleph mem vav. He says even though it sounds like here it's not so strong, it sounds like he's matir. I don't even know if it's just a French scene, but he doesn't say it's outside the raisa. It's only a heter shos to shos, and therefore it's consistent in the achronim. The only heter is to do a shamiyat drabbanan already, and you do a kalachriyad to avoid a hefset. However, interestingly, all of the achronim there disagree with the Magen Avraham. And if you look at Mr. Brewer there, shin aleph tif katan, the kuf kuf gimel, he says even if shos rabban doraisa mutter. Even if there's a Rishas Rabban Doraisa mutter, that's very clear. But it says came to let the Isidra Bonim should delight the Rabban Sahi Bechanal, the Kolshkin is Van Azed, the Harvey Postkin left Rishas Rabban Doraisa. Kolshkin is only Utsah Rabban Doraisa. But even there is a Rishas Rabban Doraisa, he is Mekel. And that is, we're not going to get into this whole sugya, but that's based on the Shulchan Aruch. If you turn for one last second, and then you will leave the rest of the details. Shin up. Who is a Shulchan Aruch? Who is a Shulchan Aruch that goes further than Chilak Gimel in the Shabur? Shin Samach Vav. What? Yeah. Shin Samach Vav Tip Yud Aleph. Oh, hold on. Maybe I printed it out. So, yeah, all of ours ended.
Shut down.
Okay, let me just give me 1 second to see if I actually need it. What I have, what I printed out of myself. I guess I thought wrong. Okay. It's a Gemara. Says the Gemara, I wrote it wrong. I have it. Reish Samachvav Verbotai. Reish Samachvav. I just typed it wrong. Turn to Reish Samachvav. You all have that. Reish Samachvav, the last parak of Masechta Shabbat. Reish Samachvav. If Yud Aleph says, anyone know the last parak of Masechta Shabbat? If all of a sudden Shabbat starts, and it's actually happened once many decades ago. Yes. Shabbat starts. I was on the subway and the subway train broke down. Subway car broke down Friday afternoon. For like hours, we're in like the middle of the subway tunnel, whatever. Certain point, the subway starts running again.
New York.
And Shabbat comes. Yeah. In New York. Real life story. Okay. Yeah. What happens if Shabbat starts and you are carrying stuff? Both Mitzad Mukta, Mitzad Hutsa'ah. You have your chavila on your shoulders, and all of a sudden Shabbos starts. Rutz tachtav beiso, you run home. The doctor rutz leil chadlo, you have to run, not walk. Him to say keiros, you may be akira nacha. And if you walk and you're not doing anything weird, you might stop and start again. That's akira nacha. But if you run, you don't usually run, so you'll remember you're doing something weird, and you have special rules. This is then the koyv will have a tumtum, might stand without noticing. Of all rut this lay keiros, but he mutl beisay. He hechid lo koyv porta. You run home, but how do you get it? How do you get it home? You don't stop. You stop. That's already here on the center. You just throw it kalachriyad into your house. Okay, so this is a heter of malacha kalachriyad b'makom hefsed. Right? There's a lot of term that perk misha hefsed.
Someone said, when I was a guy, I said, Jews don't really keep Shabbat. Because I don't find everyone's wallet in the street that they get stuck late on Friday night.
You didn't realize there are kulas in that. You can get that. There's all kinds of kulas. You're stuck with your wallet when Shabbat starts to get it home, including Zorek Kalachar Yad, Lemaisa. What's the heter of Zorek Kalachar Yad? Doing here, if you look in the Mishnah Brura here, this would be Sifkatan. You turn backwards and you throw it off your back. Since so you won't have a hefted of your chavila. And here we see in this one case clearly that the heter of seems to be at least just pure kalachar yad. And so we keep seeing cases that look like it's just a pure kalachar yad. The Mishnah Berurah, we won't read all the Mishnah Berurah inside. He's machalik. There's two different kinds of kulas. But Mike says, yes.
When it comes to hefted, are we assuming that once you want to lose money?
Mosa is basically like the Rabat run before they even open that parak. The main concern is Mosa. Yeah, Mosa actually might not be Mosa because there weren't many folks in such a bunch of run. They're carrying Mosa before Shabbos, probably not Mosa, but off of Shabbos. So really the top of their Mosa. Right, those would be. They didn't have a difference in those days. Anyway, there we clearly seem to see. Now, I don't know what the Magen Avraham is. The Magen Avraham might be able to get out of it. Well, Maisa says the Mishnah Berurah, he admits, right? Said the Mishnah Berurah, right? Over here, he says only must do a shvut the shvut. However, in Simon, the Mishnah Berurah, in Simon, Shin Aleph and Simon Reish Shem above admit that Mutter La'asto Melacha Yemura Kalachar Yad. In those cases, he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He says you can do Melacha Gemura in Shin Aleph. You could even in a real Rishat HaYachid, you could carry in that case. And you could carry in that case, and even in a real Rishat HaRabim, you could throw Kalachar Yad into your house. The first seems to be, as the Gemara says, there's two different kinds of Heterim to Makom Hetzer. There's one kind of Heter that are Matur Rishat Hetzer. That's the Tzim Rishat Olavokas Kampen. Please learn everyone about that. That's Mordechai. And then there's the case of Misha Hefshek. Misha Hefshek, they weren't Matur because of the Hetzer. They were Mat because of the Mbohol Alamon. No people are distraught over their money, and therefore, if they're not matter, the guy will come to you and it's the right stuff. They don't give you the solution, they'll do it at the right stuff. And basically, the pillar of the Mishnah Berurah is that, in this case, according to the Mishnah Berurah, basically, what they're calling the Mishnah Berurah is in a Stam case of hectic, I didn't read to you this chiluk of the Mishnah Brura. Where does he say it? Interestingly, it doesn't sound like it until you give him a little more of a chance. But in Shin Aleph, he actually said that it fall on Mamono, because otherwise he might dig in the floor to save it, which I think is a little bit of a stretch.
But excuse me a second. In the Sam has to only a shvut kalakaryad, and shvut talk kalakaryad is mutter in the case of Bahul al Mamona. Yeah, stop. Remba Yase Lakha Jaurasa. Then there are matter if you have no other choice, even the Lakha Kalakaryad, if you're stuck. That's the sheet of the Shabura. He makes that hillock. I meant to bring in a book. Okay, I have an interesting book at home called Yoshev Ohel, which is about halakha getting stuck on the road when Shabbat starts. Okay, there's a book about everything nowadays. That thing, book called Yoshev Ohel, about getting stuck on the road when Shabbat starts. Yeah, that's not who the Magen Avraham agrees with. Magen Avraham might say everything's really supposed to start and find an explanation. And say, even in case you talk about Yad, it's really also just the book because health is the case with the Hira. No, he admits that that's what the human deal with the products is in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't really have products, so that is no place. It's cooked. I'm going to get all the words in the Gemara. Anyway, since it is the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura says in a certain case, I don't know which case is which, but then it says we have a Torah that can offer Moses. But in certain cases, they were Moses, she's doing it to the right. They say better a real single direct, better a shvot, a halakha yad, than do it to the right. But in some cases, they weren't worried to lose the right. They were just worried to lose money. The only worried to lose money. They only let you do a shvot for God. How do we know which case is which? Is not 1,000,000% clear. It could just be if you have the Torah, etc. In this paper, Yosef Ohel, he says very fascinatingly that they're stuck on the road, which is the case in the Morning Shehecha. They were the best of the thought. He says, really, you're stuck on the road, Shabbat starts. If you're really stuck, you have no choice but to do some malacha. You can even do a malacha gemura kalak for God, if necessary, to avoid all your stuffing. You know, like, I don't know if his case was, you know, you have no place to put your stuff, and, you know, you can, like, sign into a hotel, you can sign with your left hand to avoid losing your stuff with your stuck with shopping cart, so that the cloud, the heter of Misha Hepshe, and not, like, the heter of Sinor, all of what happened, and he said, you know, what they often make is, there's sort of a sudden, you know, situation that was totally unexpected versus sort of routine maintenance kind of things. Routine maintenance kind of things are only tested, but sudden things like Misha Hesha. So the mice, it's interesting. We try not to need any of these hetkerim, but it is interesting that even though the general mahalo is, we try to only master a distant rakhon of machine going to avoid hefted, but in some cases, we are even master a malacha gemura machine going to avoid hefted. In a case like the Gemara Misha Hepshet, there are other things also. You could do a Gila Akum, you could have a Katan carry, you could have, carry Pachas Bachas Midal and Amos, all kinds of Hetayrim there, in case where you're stuck. So there is more room to be Matar in certain cases, but those cases, you know, are should not be made into everyday kinds of things. It maybe should be limited to when we have some precedent or very, very similar to the precedent that's found in the Shulchan Aruch, and you know, Edith Perusha built more the more regular accepted halacha shvut kalachar yad to avoid a big hefted. I don't think hefted with all your money. This is definitely a lot, but there is also the precedent Misha Hefshet, which the Mishnah Brura in two places says if you're stuck with money on a Shabbos that you have no place to put, then whether it's that you're stuck on Shabbos, you don't really speak your money other than you're sewn into your clothing, or Shabbos spark that you're carrying stuff, then there's even not more kalakariyad if you have absolutely no other choice.
I mean, how do you like know when it's Stam Hefsid and Mithal and Amon? I mean, Stam Hefsid is also
about. It's a great question. And I don't.
The senior city, like,
Yeah, but isn't that also an emergency that was unpredictable, etc.?
Right.
It's a very, very tough question, and I haven't found a real, real perfect Hagadara. I admit. Yeah, and let's see, the cleaner is the kind of thing that, you know, maybe could have been more predictable, etc. Maybe by the cleaner, there's no kshat to do the raisa because
right. If you're... What are you going to do?
If there's only a sub-inclusion, you can't diminish it right. You just clear it out, and then they wouldn't make Xera. Sorry.
Back to the Srifa. Mm-hmm. Why don't we say that back then it was a Pikuach Nefesh?
Because in those days, the way they built their houses, it was not Pikuach Nefesh if there was a fire. I'm not really a bucky in how the houses and everything worked then. But I think part of it is just that their towns were a lot smaller and they had less stuff. So therefore their towns are smaller. They had less stuff. They didn't build houses of wood. So if there was a srefa, it wouldn't go all over town. And even if it, you know, there were a few houses attached to each other, you know, there weren't big apartment buildings where everyone couldn't get out. Everyone would just, you know, you'd get everyone out. So the metzias is that it wasn't pikuach nefesh. Again, you have to ask someone who knows more history than
I
am.
Have electric fire, water.
The real answer is you have to ask someone who knows more history. Okay, let's go back for both I two, where we're up to in Shin Lamed Vav. We have a lot of Shin Lamed Vav. Yes, Dovi.
How does one exactly what happened? For example, I was in a situation where a rope got lost going to a subathon and Shabbos came in while he was driving. So can one say that? The hepsid of being in the middle of the field, the Shabbos, would allow you to drive with a
first of all, I'm not really sure how to drive a without, like, you got that.
It's not.
My grammar is not. Not so positive if there's any such thing as driving clock or yod that's worthwhile. The circumstances that's not going to be and would being stuck on Shabbos be considered a hepsid? I don't think so.
State of color.
Now, again, if you're in a dangerous place, and that you go up there, not every place is a safe place to be stuck on shopping. There's a big difference between, you know, I'm going to one pair for Shabbos and I'm in Two Garden Hills. Or even, you know, I'm going to Woodmere for Shabbos and I'm in, you know, some random neighborhood of Queens where, you know, I don't know anyone, but is, you know, sympathetic people versus, you know, being late for Shabbos and, you know, stuck in the middle of, you know, filled with, you know, wild animals and, you know, who knows what, or, you know, a place which is very not safe. But I'm not sure we'd call, you know, if you're in a place, I don't know, if you're in a safe place, what if you're in a place that's not safe, but, you know, very, very, very unpleasant. Not dangerous, but very unpleasant. Again, I don't think there's a hippie tendency driving with the Shinoi. That won't be worse than the alternative. You know, I'm not sure.
Driving the left foot of the Shinoi?
Right.
That's probably the most trouble.
That's dangerous.
Don't drive with the Shinoi. Don't drive with the Shinoi, please. If you can turn your car over the Shinoi, we discussed it. Don't drive with the Shinoi. It's not worth it. I know that, you know, you are much more skilled than I am, and you're, you know, whatever, MacGyver, whatever. But do me a favor. When you're next time you have a hobby of driving with a Shino, you remember that I ask your personal paper not to drive with Shino.
No parents.
What?
No parents train to tell us. They tell us to do it.
Drive with a Shino?
Then he only ends by saying, but if you don't practice, you haven't practiced.
Okay. Well, I don't know who practiced driving with a Shino. Okay, my turn. Last thing we want to discuss. Let's go back to Shin Lamed Vav Tivkes briefly. We said that there's this heter. We asked what the heter was, and we paskit. Right, the psak is pretty clear, even though there's an exception, which yesh ba'ayin harbe, exactly how far it goes. But it's good to have in your back pocket. But it says in bitzina, you can only do it bitzina. So it's only with the bitzina, not for a hetya. What rule does that go against? Any that does from shomar ta'ayin, but for even b'chad ve'chadorim. So here's the question:
What about the rule of Kol Ha'Aser Mishum Maris Ha'ayin Aser Afilu B'Chadrei Chadorin? What is an example? Right? Ma'akon Bitzina versus the Aser Chadrei Chadorin. How does the Aser Chadrei Chadorin fit up? If whatever the Aser Chadrei Chadorin are by the people having an art. What's the example? The example is if I fall in a puddle and my shirt gets soaking wet, I can't hang it to dry on time. It's Mark Ayan that someone washed it on time. It hangs letting me dry, can't wash it. I don't know. People don't know that. I can't even hang it to dry in my bathroom. With all the doors closed. There's often even Makadia Hadaria.
So Tosfos, to answer this question, even though I'm really not convinced that it's a good question.
Why is it a question if it's
mutter and
just a question on top
of the call it Marasai?
Okay.
Post would ask the question and answers with the figure sewed that we talked like whether Yoni has a tie on Postus or not. We talked about the sewed, whether it's coming from a good question or not. Answers Tosfos and the Rush famously answer. No. Maris Ayin of an answer to Oraisa. Is Aser Afilu B'Chadrei Chadorin, but Maris Ayin of an Iser D'Rabbanan, it just looks like it didn't Iser D'Rabbanan, Aser Rak B'Far Hepsia. This is a big halakha l'maisa. Let me give you an example. If anyone have Hindu friends? Okay, they're very, very good. They're very skilled at making like fake meat out of a vegetarian. Nowadays, more popular. But, okay, they make all kinds of things. They make a fake steak, like coconut in milk. No, not even with all the doors closed. Because it looks like a brachol. What if they make a fake chicken, right? A fake chicken cutlet. Then I can't cook it in the public, look like I'm cooking a chicken in the milk, but I can't even try it because it only looks like an Iser D'Rabbanan, but it's mutter b'chadrei chadorin. Okay, and therefore, I can't hang up my shirt even in private because it looks like laundry, it's different direction. But if it's fixing my gutter, it looks like I'm fixing my gutter for no reason, really. For Hesed, so it's mutter. So therefore, it looks like I'm doing the walk of a human. Looks like I'm doing a D'Rabbanan. Everyone sees I'm using my foot on my hand. No one thinks it's my hand. Everyone sees my foot. Looks like it's a D'Rabbanan. But perhaps you're mutter b'tzina. This is the principle of Tosfos gives to answer the question, which we paskin like all over the Shulchan Aruch and all over the Mishnah Berurah. He paskin like it many, many times. However, the Prima Gadim here, right here, Mishnah Zot Tet brings a different answer from the Ran. He says the Ran gave a different answer. Lav mishum maris ayin osru ela mishum shos deshos. He said it's not the maris ayin. This thing is not within maris ayin. What does it look like? I said if I hang my shirt, it looks like I put it on. If I fix my daughter with my foot on Shabbat, what does it look like? How does it look like? Looks like I'm fixing my daughter. What's someone gonna think? They're gonna think he's fixing his daughter because his roof ought to be leaking. Why else would I be fixing his daughter all of a sudden in the middle of a random day? Right? So actually, it's not horrifying, it's perfectly mutter. It's perfectly mutter. So why can I only be pretending not for a head? Yeah. It's right to the atmosphere of Shabbos to do this cool look for a head. Yeah. The Shabbat atmosphere you bad for head. I can do it this and this one answer is the Tosfos. The Rosh have ever the Prima Gadim Paskins like the other answer. The Prima Gadim Paskins like the other answer. The Ran and the Prima. By the way, we pass like Tosfos and the Rosh, even if you don't need this to answer this question. I think that's what Yoni's talking. And Jamie is saying this is not my reply. Right, this is like the famous tshuva of Moshe. Right, whatever Moshe was, the Moshe's chiddush about Maris Ayin. Maybe you'll say it's not a chiddush. Okay, look, Aleph, Simon Tzadi Vav. Now, someone wrote to him saying, how come, I think this is the right one. I don't want to fix it too much money.
How come you thrive on Shabbos? Because I get a calendar for MTJ for the candle lighting time, and then I always see you driving for shul after candle lighting time. So how come you're a Chal Shabbos if you're a big rabbi? It wasn't like a question from things I will talk about as well, because men are allowed to look after candle lighting time. Just get it right after candle lighting time, got shul time for midnight. Is that Maris Ayin? Is it often do that with Maris Ayin? It looks like getting in a favor.
No.
Maris Ayin is if someone gets the facts wrong and thinks you did something that's not Vera. But if someone gets the facts right, but they get the halakha wrong, they think it's a Vera because you're driving at the candle line. But it's really not. They just don't know that Shabbos doesn't really start a candle line. That's just a minute before the five candles, but you can still drive to school at the candle line. That's not Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is not if someone's an Amharic and therefore they make mistakes in evaluating what you do. Maris Ayin is there. Someone who knows the halacha will be confused about the fact and think you're doing it on Abra. Right? Basically, someone else's stupidity doesn't make your action Maris Ayin. And I think there's a good one from this. What he's doing is totally mutter, that Ron said. He's doing something mutter. You're allowed to pick your daughter to Achar Yad when it's an emergency on Shabbat. It looks like full Shabbos, but it looks like full Shabbos. We don't really want suits. So he didn't think of Maris Ayin. He didn't think, oh, someone might not know it was an emergency. No, he's not supposed to do that. He said, it's not for the Maris Ayin. This is not Maris Ayin. Rather, it's just better. He doesn't say what it is. Better for Shabbos atmosphere. Not to do it before Hatsya. But it's not to the Maris Ayin. It's not to the Maris Ayin. And therefore, yes, this rule goes to the Maris Ayin. It's not to the Maris Ayin. It's just the answer. Keeping up the Shabbat atmosphere, therefore, that's a different answer and has different rules. If you look in the Bir Halacha here, he points out that the Ran comes to a conclusion based on that. The Bir Halacha, the Rasul B'Tzinah, quotes the Ran, who says, and therefore, really, it's Mutter for Hetya also. It's good to try to do it B'Tzinah, but really, it's Mutter for Hetya also. Do what you can. Not really Nahaki. And then he says that it doesn't sound like that from the other Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rosh and everyone else, who had questions and gave answers, etc. So what was the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is that if necessary, it's really looking for Hezya. Because it's not really author of Maris Ayin. It's just nicer, not two things which look not shock. Says the Bir Halacha, he doesn't pass in this way. No, we can't be makel based on the Ran. There's many we show them otherwise, and the Ran's not solid in Gemara. And therefore, he's not willing to be makel based on the Ran. He still gives Ran the answer. He just wouldn't take it so far to the Nafka Mina. Okay, last point here. The Mishabur comes out of the big Kiddush. And the Kutton, and then we'll move on. Mem Zayin, Memachon, Paris Dorson, Mashkilim, Baraglov, Kutton, Me'iri, Kutton, Me'iri, right? The Mishabur loved the Me'iri, right? Of course, someone, generation half after the Mishnah Berurah did not like the Me'iri at all. So Ish didn't like the Me'iri very much. The Chazon Ish didn't like the Me'iri at all. The Chazon, right? I was talking about for Sock. The Rav didn't like Me'iri. Well, the Chazon Ish didn't like popping based on the Me'iri. The Chazon Ish said the Me'iri is not part of our Mitzorah. Yes, he's a famous person. We had a few snippets of him quoting the Shittim Govetta in one effect. But it hasn't been published. No one's learned Me'iri for so many hundreds of years that no one ever published it, no one ever printed it, they didn't circulate the manuscript. Or that's not part of our halakha. Chazon Ish refused to pass it based on the Me'iri, the Mishnah Berurah, because really almost no one knew Me'iri back in Europe. So in the 1900s that they started to publish the Me'iri from Gitzvei Yad, it's even a bunch of some of the seminar field started to back. The Me'iri, the Mishnah Berurah, exactly opposite of Chazon Ish there. And both things. The Mishnah Berurah, every single Sugya, he quotes everything he found for the Me'iri for like in Ibrahim, like a Yosef when they printed the Me'iri. He loved the Me'iri. He always quotes when he passed them Lamaita. Finding the Me'iri, he just passed it Lamaita. I mean, not if everyone else argued, obviously. But any Kaddish finds the Me'iri, finds the, he passed it Lamaita. Right here, cut of the Me'iri, pair of puppets. And here we see at an opposite cup of the Chazon Ish. Delastirim. Heina v'heina, atra filo v'raglo. That you can only squish them but you can't like kick them on the thigh. Just push them, not kick them on the thigh. This is a very, very big chiddush. Why?
Meaning the thigh is something like the barbana, right? Whether you squish them or kick them on the thigh, but you want the meiri.
The meiri says, because they're also mukta. Besides being a drabbanan of metakin mana,
metakin mana is a little fixing a flea, but it's flea.
Besides being a drabbanan of fixing, it also could be mukta. It's a no.
Washing with your, but it's not mukta, it's considered total blue, it's an unusual way of moving it. The meiri says, but kicking it a 5 with your foot is hugely a suit of craft. And therefore, he says you shouldn't take it a 5 with your foot, so that's a normal way of moving mukta, but you can squash it down with your foot, so that's not a normal way of moving mukta. Okay, it's a big chiddush in the Meiri.
The Mishnah quotes it, and you know, I wouldn't say that if it's you need to save your health, you have to be mocked on this Meiri, but all else being equal, you know, I don't know how often it comes up for us. You know, it's good to be mocked. Okay, Reiter, we wanted to discuss the last thing we want to mention when it comes to actual quotes there is Sifyud Beis. So please skip the Sifyud Beis for me. The Einim Sheyotu Be Beyam, right? This is the Gemara. Says on the side, right? We want to know what's the chubur and what is considered attached to the ground, what isn't. And outside of Divi Mamonos, two big nafkaminas are held to Shabbat, what's attached to the ground, what isn't, for Kotzer, and Tumah Vatara, because whatever's attached to the ground is not Makabal Tumah. So, how about fruits, figs specifically, that ride on their branches, on their stems? So for any type of tree that the pear was dried up, even though for tumor purposes, basically what it's saying is that they're not driving nutrients in the ground anymore. It's all dry. Right, it dried up and died. No nutrients in the ground. For Shabbos purposes, they are considered akurim. For tumor purposes, they're considered polish. For Shabbos purposes, they're still considered mechuber. And if you pick the fruit, you are chayav. It's Kol Shabbat D'Oraita. This is a big machloket. This is not Pashat at all. This is not Pashat at all. This is a machloket between Tosfot, let's say, and the Rambam. Right? When we say that, you know, any name. Or any other type of tree, right? It is considered Pashav Kimakubar Lingan Shops, right? But Lingan Tumah were always very makal because they have a reboy that they dart into the extra makal. Anything which is in any way off the ground is still Makabal Tumah. Okay, so what does this mean? Says the Rambam and the Machaber, he says, in all cases. What do I mean by all cases? Afilu Yavesh Lagamre. Even if it is totally, totally Yavesh, it's still considered attached to the ground for the purposes of Hilcha Shabbat, and if you pick it, it's an Isser de Oraisa. However, what is Tosfos say? It's in the Beis Yosef, it doesn't make it to the page of the doesn't make it to the page of the Shulchan Aruch. But Tosfos said, no, that's only if the fruit are dry, but the stems are not dry, or the tree is not fully dry. And lo. Yeah, what that means is it's somewhat dried up. It's mostly dried up. The fruits are dry, but the tree is still alive. So you still get a little nutrient. What seems to be the issue? Okay, not much of an afkamina because no one thinks you're allowed to pick. Let's say it's totally dry. The Rambam thinks it's actually dry. Then the Machaber told they don't even throw up on it. It's totally dry. No one thinks it's mother. The main afkamina is perhaps more conceptual. Agav says the Magen Avraham of Piyot. It's a very good kiddush this Piyot. He says even the Machaber admits that if grass is totally dry, then it's only Kotzer Drabana. Right? It's only Kotzer Drabana. Says that the Magen Avraham says cotton
Why is that? Because the Mechaber said, Gimel, very similar to Gimel said, you're not allowed to run and graft whether dry or moist. Why did they say dry or moist? Well, see, there's a difference between dry and moist. Must be that dry grass is not considered attached to the right, so only dry trees. What's that big thing? I would have said, but it's dry or moist because dry rips. So what? The Mishnah Torah from the Gemara.
They had a lot of things. The Mishnah Torah is saying, I'm not just like just kind of the Gemara, I'm not going to differentiate.
Okay. So maybe he thinks the Gemara is more mashma that way. Okay, fair. In any case, the what seems to be the total of my focus here, again, the Magen Avraham makes it a little tricky. But leaving aside the Gemara, what could be the Yesod? That what the getter of Kotzer? The Rambam thinks Kotzer people nituk timber lakarka. Right? You break something that attached the ground. Even if it's only dead, it'll attach the ground. While Kotzer thinks that the Hagdara of Kotzer is nituk nika meyakarka. Maybe Tosos thinks Kotzer is referencing nika. If the little voice is a tiny bit of yinika, it's totally dry. No more yinika, it's not kosher d'oraisa. It's still a scrub up. Well, the Rambam thinks kosher is not about breaking yinika, even dead. Kosher is about breaking chibur. If so, then this might be the shitatam and something we start earlier if we give a different, sort of what Rambam said. No, he has a different shot on what they're arguing about when it comes to parpisa. He wants to say to Lishan Tov that maybe Lishan Tov Hagbahat Harpista. Remember lifting up the perforated flower pot and putting it on stilts? The Rambam says in Ishtar Raisa. Tosa says only in Ishtar Raisa. Why? Says the Rambam, it is Aser to Oraisa, Mipnei, Shemite, Hakibor. Yeah, that's not the analysis we gave last time. Last week, the Nathan, if the right can be weakened, the Nika. But Ramon wants to say, no, well, she taught them. That's an issue, the right to lift up the flower pots now without attached anymore. Who cares that you need to be sure of an attachment? It's not attached, so I put in the air. Well, Tolso says that it's, there's no Ister Doraita. Of course, there's always an Ister Rabbanan. Ain't no Ister Doraita. Mipnei, ain't no Matzik Hayanika. So, hope very clear. It says, Parpipa is only Ister Rabbanan. You're not Matzik Hayanika. Still donate through the air. Okay? Work out fine. Donate through the air. The Rambam says, no, it's Ister Doraita. Why? So I said, maybe we can get Ister Doraita. I want to say, no, the ground is tough. I think it's saying very well. Who cares that it's still building? No longer attached to the ground. No longer on the ground. Once you broke a physical being on the ground, then that's kosher. And then they each have a chomer and a kula, right? Or, sorry, rather, they each have two of the ram is two chomers. Whenever, even if it wasn't yonik anyway, because it was totally dry, if you break it off the ground, you're chayav. And even if it's still yonik, even if you pick it up, if you take it off the ground, you're chayav. Well, Tov says no. If it wasn't yonik beforehand, and it's not yonik now, then that's only drabbanan. Or if it was yonik beforehand, it's still yonik now, it's only drabbanan. So it might be a lishan topic.
You have a clue for the Rambam is if you picked up a karpisa already, it's already considered not before the tractor above. So if you are in kotzer from that plant, you're not, it's only drabbanan. According to the taste, it's not even kotzer.
If this shot in the Rambam is right, then seer of our pizza in the air would only be drabbanan,
right?
And that would be an akumina. If there's a seer of that, this plant is wrong. If there's no seer of that, then that's a good akumina. I don't know the seer of that offhand. So it could be that you're absolutely right. Could be that you're absolutely right. That's a good akumina. Good. Okay. That's the work. Continuing, there's a whole discussion, Mr. Burton, we're not getting into deals here. What if you put your onions like in your attic and they start growing?
don't know if anyone ever has a kitchen. You know, onions, potatoes start growing wherever you put them. So what is that considered to be? When is that considered to be planted? And then you can't go to the culture. But is it not? I'll leave the detail up here. In the end, the Mishabur and the Magen Avraham both decide that since it's not mamish on the ground, even if it's dirt in your attic, therefore, if you want it to be mashrish, then for sure if you want it to be mashrish, then it's considered planting as soon as it starts growing roots. But if you don't want it to be mashrish, then only if it's covered and growing roots, it's considered covered and growing, it's considered to be planted, not if it's in the just lying on the floor and growing. I think we're ready for the second part of the shiur, Shmuel. You're going to help me out. Second part of the shiur of both sides, which is zera atu koter. What is the main zera drabana? They were gozer atu koter. Right? Trees, climbing trees. You're not allowed to climb trees on Shabbat because why not? Shema yalav yitlo, she might go up. You're not allowed to use trees on Shabbat. You might go up and pick something. Right, pick a fruit, could be even pick a branch or a leaf, even though obviously the fruit is made concern. Right, you're not allowed to climb trees on Shabbat Shema Yalav Yitlosh. That is what the rest of Shem Shemalav is about. Let's go to Sif Aleph. Ain Olam Bit Yilah, you're not allowed to climb a tree. And here the Gemara is a whole discussion. Being lach being yomish. What about a dry tree? Right, you're not allowed to climb up a moist tree, meaning a living tree. You're not allowed to climb up a dry tree. The truth is that here, the Gemara, what does the Gemara actually say? That you are allowed to climb up a dry tree, right? If, what were the conditions? If there's no fruit and no branches on it, then you're allowed to climb up. If there's no fruit and no branches, you're allowed to climb up a dry tree in the summer. Why? Because in the winter, everything gets wet with the rain, and it could look like a moist living tree. So in very limited circumstances, you're allowed to climb up a dry tree. So why did the Machaber just say you can't climb any tree?
Dry means dead tree?
Yes. Yeah, dry means it's dead. Why did the Machaber just say you can't climb any dry tree? Because the Rambam just says this. And what's the swerve for the Rambam? And the Rif also, seemingly, although they got what the Rif held, right? But the shot of the Rif, not like the Rav. Right? Why did the Rambam say any tree is author? Passes the Rif. The Rif left out everything about dry trees and moist trees, etc. Why didn't he leave it all out? Maybe just fall up there. Right? Maybe that's why he left it all out. The Rav said, oh, he must be matter all dry trees. Or maybe just after all dry trees. Got it all. The tree is a tree. I think it's more likely. But it's also more likely than Rambam and Rif stage than an oxygen. So, what's the halakha of a dry tree? Give me a second. Then the Gemara. Elon Yavish says the Gemara, Mutter, the most hakama. Again, I don't know how practical this is. M ain bone, payroll, oh, another. Right? Says the Rambam and look over the rib, just up. And says the rib, see the rush. Mother. Right? Now, who paskins like the Gemara? And the Shabur here said, the Yesh Makilim, but there be most akam. He says, if Nashru Allah Vanof of Hirosa, Goshayfo Shum Shash Lisha, and it's your Takama, Yesh Makilim, who does he quote here as the Yeshva Kila, Eli Rabisham Kama Rishonin, the Spirit Lake, our Rosh Va Torah. Okay, Rosh in the Torah. And Kama Rishonin. Rosh in the Torah, good enough. After all, really not such a super kiddish talking like the Gemara, meaning Orthodox Jews should also always talk like the Gemara, unless you have a very, very, very strong reason. A very strong reason otherwise. But in any case, that's not our topic now. Anyway,
L'maisa says the Mishnah Brura, the yesh mekila de milchacha, yesh, okay, Mishnah Brura, yesh mekila de. What exactly does that mean, the yesh mekila de de? Sounds like he's not so machria, maybe. You know, yesh mekila, I don't know how often it comes up. The end of the yesh mekila de sounds like yota lahakel. This is the bachaber. This is the, let's say, the Nitiya Mishnah Brura. He's known to the Hakel, you know, he's sometimes you like to say he is a Hakel, but he gives him the last word. After all, it's a set of Gemara. What's the Svara of the Rambam? What's the Svara of the Rambam?
The Mayat Yan says Rav wants a big go.
Rav found a big. Rav asked everything. I said, why? Against the halakha? Oh, he found a big of a big means an open field where people can trespass. The Mach. And he built a fence. He found a big of the God of Arget. He found an unguarded field and he built a fence around it. Meaning, Ross had some like there's too much cool Shabbos involving trees, so he has extra machmir. So instead of being confusing and everyone come cooler than you all Shabbos, just make a low one. So this is what the Svara? The Svara is Al Kibrav. Shagod Arget there. And he says, you know what? It's hard to tell. When one of the Amorah make together someplace, is that only for that one particular time and place? Or that mean, you know, if you made it together his people or in a one particular his people, unclear, maybe depends on the world where there's sound like only some people or everyone. Okay, they understood it. Sounds like you're saying that for everyone, and we're no firmer than Rav Valdatim, spinning together. The rip of the deer in the rush, but the rush leaves this out. Hopsy left it out because he was there. Right. The rush is deep in the rip. That he left it out. Hopsy left it out like the Rama. He, the Rama, usually followed the 98% of the time, the Rambam follows the Rif. So Pashas, the Rif left it out. He was like, right. But the Rush had the big finish that everyone jumped on him for, a little unfairly. So what's the Svara? The Svara is that Elon Yavesh author Rock Mishon Felisha Belief Kavana, the time along, Sover Shein with Kavin is Mutter. Since that whole discussion of Ilan Yavi, Kanutri, the branches are falling off, the pears are falling off. That just means you're going to accidentally knock them off. Because after all, in a dry tree, much easier to accidentally knock something off than in a moist tree. Right? It's so brittle. So it's only Sover Shein with Kavin, and therefore we copy Sover Shein with Kavin is Mutter. So it is no problem. Okay. But the Beishel says no, that's not what's going on in Yavesh. You are really concerned with Dovah Shemus Kavein. You are mad. You might actually pick something off. Or you're likely to pick something off. If you pick something off on a dry tree, you might want to pick something off on a moist tree, and therefore it will be other. They were worried more about the Kavana, that Xera. Then Dovah Shemus Kavein. Okay, so we don't pop like the rip. The Machaber popkin like the we don't pop like the Russian version of the rift, which is not the right shot in the rift. The Machaber Paskins, you're Sparty for sure. You pop like the Rambam and the rift. The Mishnah Brura is noted towards the Rush and the Torah because that's shot in the Rishonim. Continuing. Yeah. If you look in Yud Aleph. He says, together is obviously the Rambam. So it's not clear, but when he ends with Yesh Mekilim, it sounds like, why is he bringing the Yesh Mekilim? Because he's noted that way. So it's always hard to tell exactly what the Mishnah Brura means to Popkin. You get the, I think he didn't always want to commit himself, but it sounds like that way. Okay, continuing. What else is up besides climbing the tree? The answer is any use of a tree is up there, right? At the low point. The ain't nithlin bow, you can't hang from it. The ain't mishtamshim, mokobr the kakakal, you can't use mokobr at all. They were shemigal, the yitlosh. Okay, all of the Elon. The shabbat, the shogeg, mutter leirate. If you go up, if you climb up a tree, the shogeg, you come down. The mazit, after leir, mazit, you can't. What's in the shogeg? Maybe the knaf. Maybe the knaf. The teacher will left, and you have to stay in the tree all Shabbat. Maybe you'll be more likely to pick a fruit. Doesn't matter. More important, teacher will left, and make you a knaf. But
if you went up a shogeg, you can come down. Why, if you went a shogeg, can you come down? After all, isn't it upper to climb down a tree? So this is very fascinating. Isn't climbing down a tree just as often as climbing up a tree? You're using the tree to climb down. So what's the answer? Staying in the tree is also using the tree. If you stay in the tree, you're using the tree, you climb down, you're using the tree. Stay in the tree, you use the tree for 10 hours. If you climb down, you're using the tree for 2 minutes. Better to climb down than to stay there. That's why you still get mucker to climb down. And the main bit is only a knocking. All of me go, yo, Mikol Gavni, mucker later, Mishapateka. If you went up on Friday, then you're allowed to come down on Shabbos. They didn't make a knas. This is a where did I write this down? Yeah, the Magen Mishnah.
Isn't that weird that the knav is going to make him do something other?
Yes, but it's not. Yes, but it's that's the nature. It's worth it still to make a knav. You're right. It's going to make him do an ether. Now, it's only going to make him do an ether passively, not that. I don't think it's going to make him not make him do an ether very kumbas day, but yeah, it's worth being a knas. You don't do an ether shaved all path, but that's the nature. Knasos are bad, but worth it. It's a big kiddush. I admit it's a kiddush. It's a kiddush. Look to me, it's a kiddush. But that's what comes out of it. So again, when is there a knock? When isn't there? all of the Shabbat is shogay. No knock. All of the Shabbat is benazed. Yes, knock. What about all of the Erev Shabbat? What's the equivalent of shogeg, right? The kavana laredes lifnei Shabbos. First, there's no count. That's like just a total accident. You climbed up and you didn't plan to stay so long. What's the part that's about focus? All of the Arab Shabbos. Amazing. The kavana lishaer sham the Shabbos. Right? That's the kind of means that I went up on Friday, but it means that I want to stay in the tree all Shabbos.
It's kind of like a house or like a tent.
Either way, it doesn't matter if it's a tree house, it doesn't matter if it's mom sitting on the branch of the tree. Either way, you're not allowed to climb on the tree. But even if I go to the tree house. So that's machlokas, right? The first day it says the whole gavni much layered, much either way. The second day it says, no, it's only much of shogi. You plan to come down and then forgot. But if you plan to stay up when Shabbos started and after, okay, the tour is machmer on this.
Says the tour, there is a knot, and that is the Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber.
Right, what is the side here? I hope Solid says. That is the okay. He doesn't really say who's Machria, which 2 days in the Gemara. But the Torah right here says, Aleph. Olami ba'od yom kde leireid b'choshka. But if you had the Magadish, says Machria, that there's no knot, and this is the Stam in the Bechaber. Pasha, we pass him like the Stam, against the Pashas, we paskin like the Stam against the Yesh Omrim. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah here, he said, Sif Katan, which Sif Katan? Sif Katan Yod, Olinin Allah, the Kaimelin Kasvara, Har Rishona, like the Stam. This is the Hakra of the Mishnah Berurah. That if you went up, what's the difference? The Torah says that just depends on Shogeg granted. Before Shabbos depends on Shogeg made, on Shabbos depends on Shogeg made. Just on Shabbos, you find the Shogeg made. Before Shabbos, and if you stay the Kavana, the Loma Kavana. But the Magen Mishnah, as far as even though you climbed up and made it, however, since
you didn't do a maisa on Shabbat, they weren't koneshim, right? Because you're mazin, or because there's no maisa on Shabbat. You did a maisa on Erev Shabbat, but that wasn't offered. Not offered to climb up an Erev Shabbat. You stayed on Shabbat. But that, it passes. You did a maisa on Shabbat, you don't deserve a kaddish. What if you climb up the tree, but you merely climb on something that's attached on seating? Sudden. What about on sudden?
That's a fascinating question. Anyone know the answer?
What's your...
Did they make a knas? Let's say it's sudden. It's not seating, sudden. Did they make a knas even on a case of sudden? You climbed up on Shabbos? Great question. Yeah, let's say there's a hammock that's tied to a tree. And you go up there, you climb into it on Shabbos. Or, right? Or before Shabbos and stay there, but that wouldn't be the way we pass it. But you climb up, you go into the hammock on Shabbos. You have to stay there all Shabbos. Is it as bad as the tree itself, or is it not? That's a very fascinating question.
Probably can't pick.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not sure. You might say it's not quite at that, right? I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to look around to see what people say. Okay, Sarkhiyah, in the literal sense of the word. We have to be Mayan and see if we can make a deal to figure it out. Okay, so whoever finds the answer first gets the prize. What? What's the prize? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. Okay, Biter. The davka after a adam sha'ala shamahom, he niat sham chayfet vivodim, also but lomi sham b'shabes. If you put a chayfet, even whether the shogeg were made, it makes no difference, then you can't take it down on Shabbat. Why can't you take a chayfet down on Shabbat? Is it to be made more of a knas by a chayfet? Why can't you take a chayfet down on Shabbat? Exactly, not to a knaf, right? There's no knaf by a chayfet. It's the ikradin, right? It's the ikradin. A person coming down on Shabbat is only a knaf to mazik, right? Why? You read that Adam is mutter midina the dam shehia asher shimash. He's using the tree whether he stays to go down. So what's the reason? It's only a knot. But there's a knot. But a rada chayfet, that's after Medina. The chash of shimad. It's called taking the chayfet off the tree is called shimad. Ah, what does it mean? It means there's not shimad. What do you mean? If there's a chayfet in the tree on Shabbat, I'm not Shabbat one.
That's where they're in the Medina.
Putting it there is v'hash arat ha'chayfet lo chashiv shimot. Now again, this is one opinion, but that's the basic part. This part is true. Meaning, if I leave, let's say I hang my jacket on the tree before Shabbat. Leaving the jacket on Shabbat is not shimot v'ilot. I'm not touching the tree. I'm not interacting with the tree. Taking it off is interacting with the tree. Therefore, it's not a knas. Forget knas. You need to show me. The ikar din, I can't take my jacket off the tree once I hung it on the tree because taking it off the kol shima and leaving there is not kol shima, I'm not interacting with the tree. Now, I made one assumption, which you could say in slightly different ways. If you look in the Magen Avraham, the cut base, he says, first he points out that there's a gzeira in the Gemara. If you have something you need, you can't leave it on the tree before Shabbat. His example, the lamp on Yom Tov, lest you forget to take it down. Even though it's been with Zera, nonetheless, they made it in this case. So if I need something on Shabbat, I can't purposely leave it. If I use something on Shabbat, I can't leave it on the tree from before Shabbat, so I might take it down. Doesn't come up a lot, because if I need it on Shabbat, so I really leave it on the tree. Their example was just the lamp on Yom Tov, where I leave it on the tree because it's shining nicely where I need to shine. But still, it's a driving light of 2008. So let's say there's something I want to leave in the same place all Shabbos. It's very useful.
but I might need to eat someplace else. I can't leave it on a tree because I need it someplace else. I might come and take it. He brings the bed of Machlokes Rishonim why you can't take things off a tree on Shabbos. It's clear you can't take things off a tree on Shabbos. That's the Gemara. You can't even leave your lamp on the tree on Yontif because you might take it off. You certainly can't take it off. Why? He quotes here that the Rosh said it's, well, actually, it's not true. The Rosh said that it's not. And then it brings other rayas. First, he quotes from the Magid Mishnah, Amenicha Nerilov, Kimoshko, etc. Magid Mishnah says it's called Shemesh, right? The Rosh says it's not called Shemesh, just the Gzeira that you might climb the tree to get it. He says it's Pasha that the Itzer applies in the Gemara in Arabic, even if it's solo, it below 10 Tfachim and you don't climb the tree. He says it must be that it's a low plug. Either way, it is author. So if you say Pasha Shema, really it's my focus. Says the Magen Mishnah, it's considered Shema. Says the Rosh, it's not Shema. But it's Osir Shema Ya'ale De Lehorido the Yitloch. And when the Rosh decides the end, there's no Nakamita. He's happy that the name is Nakamita. When the Rosh said, you're not allowed to take anything down for free. The Rosh said, no, you're not allowed to take anything down for free. I have to be even barking them down. Then he says, clearly, Mario can't take something off the tree to down. So it must be that it's a very subtle technical focus. It's called using a tree to take something down, or it's not called using a tree. It's just that you might want to use the tree in order to get it down and make a little plug in all circumstances. Either way, there doesn't seem to be any napkamina, and it is usher to, it is usher to take it down. The Mishnah Berurah says this a little differently. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's katan. The yud base. The time to usher lethal shots to ilum shun vikal yovel dezoli he shoin a local echami anapa. And if you look in the Zion chart, see, and he quotes this from the Gamze Shum. And if you go back, Shum, the next one is the Ritva. So there's a third opinion. Says the Ritva, not called Shema take something down. Essentially, question is that Shema removes things from a tree, how is it using a tree and take it off? By your statement, using a tree, taking something off of something is using it. For us, it's not using it, it just might be declining. Says the Ritva, Ella, Yavo, Leighton Shotin, Al Ha'ez, De La Horito. Almost the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah said the Ritva and the Rosh. I talk about the same thing. You'll end up leaning on a tree in order to take it down. Okay, so if this all tells me, I don't really know if enough. I mean, either way, you're not allowed to take things down from trees. On either way, you're not allowed to take something down from trees on Shabbat. This comes up a lot nowadays. What's the problem? The problem is, what if you are walking down the street? And you have so many, so much attention where you're going, you walk under a tree, all of a sudden your yarmulke ends up in the tree. Or the wind blows off your yarmulke and ends up on a tree, or some other difficult situation, right? What happens in this case when you're sort of stuck and something ends up on a tree? That's a good question. You're not allowed to take it off the tree on Shabbat. Either taking off the tree to using the tree, or it could lose the climbing on the tree, go on big zera, or because it's a leaning on the tree, go on big zera. But either way, the first Ramah, right? You can't take something off a tree on Shabbat. So I looked in a few Monday halakha books. They say, Taka, you can't take something off a tree on Shabbat. That's the mainstream halakha, is you can't take something off a tree. I don't care why. I can take 8 reasons why. I make up whatever reason you want. You can't take things off a tree on Shabbat. And the Ramah didn't make it up. The Gemara in many places assumes that the number of pushes, the shock of the target, you can't take something off the tree on Shabbat. So, what would the only heter be? Covenant of Rios. Covenant of Rios, no connection to drop on it. let's say you're a from Yid and you're walking down, what is it? You know, I don't know, Broadway in Lawrence has a Broadway. Anyone here? What's the big street? What?
Broadway.
What's the big street in Lawrence?
That's
Peter. Doesn't matter.
Central Avenue.
That's it. So you're working down Central Avenue. Peter, all of a sudden, you're working down Central Avenue without a yarmulke. It can be very humiliating. It could become everybody else. Or the ladies tickle and the ladies tickle get punched. Along with their hair uncovered in Central Avenue in Lawrence. It can be covered up reels. You can make money through a graph on it. What if it's not a case of covered up reels? What if it's a case of covered up reels? You know, my hat gets stuck on a tree. I won't hang out with that hat in Central Avenue. I'm not going to get money. But, you know, I don't know if the hat's going to be there when I come back to have to stop it. You know, I don't think it's going to steal the hat, but whatever, the wind will blow it down, whatever, you know, it's not. So is there any room to be naked? So someone wants to be creative and look in the Ramah and see if you can find room to be naked in the case where my hat got stuck on a tree. Interestingly, the Ramah's case, if I put it on the tree, he says, if I put on the tree on Friday, I think it's a good call stand. If I put it on the tree on Shabbos, I should maybe. This case, I put it on the tree, not accidentally blew onto the tree or got stuck on the tree. Maybe there's a different thing if I put it there on purpose or I put it there by accident. And No, but that's why the chiddush of the Ramah is odium. You go odium, of course, it's not up there, right? We have like the main bomb data.
Someone was going to show you, no? Maybe I can go again to in order to.
But don't get it. Here, Chuck just got stuck in stuff. And there's a big discussion in the post-in, the Shave and Halevi wants to, perhaps in his case, the guy Kalos got stuck in a tree. Right, well, he's wanting to shul. So that gets covered up for you, right? You can go to shul without a talis, right? People show up in shul without a talis, so they take a shul talis. But he's not, yeah, talis cost a lot of money, right? Not so precious. So he said that, he said that first of all, okay, whatever, Lamaisa, he goes through all the cases. He says, first of all, this is only a little plug. It's not like the original Ister. And some people say, some are going to want to say that part of the rush, you're allowed to take things down from a tree on Shabbos, even though it's very, very dachuk. In Shas. And that's really what he wants to say is that maybe it's only called Shemush. If you want it to be there, you take it down. That's a continuation of Shemush. That Shemush, if something falls against your will on the tree and you take it back, it's not using the tree. If the tree is the right place for something, put it on and take it off, that's Shemush, putting it on and taking it off. It's on the tree, the wind blows it onto the tree. It's hard to see how that's called Shemush, but Elon, you're not using the tree. Yeah, you don't have a relationship with this tree. The tree's not useful to you. The tree's useful for you, even taking it off the shima. Because that's the shimush of the tree, to put things on and take things off. But if it just blows on three, he thinks after that is not. He thinks that is not shimush. Then he's tired of many other sword locals. If you want to look at the shiva, I'll leave it. Kalik Zainsim and Dalid. The Lemaisa in the, not everyone passes this way, but I saw in the Shabbat Tome, Volume 2, page 282. He's Mako when you're stuck. Halacha lemaisa, it's not a pocket kula. Even the Shiva Halevi, not think it's a pocket kula. Halacha lemaisa, if you're stuck, you can rely on the story of the Shiva Halevi in the Shabbos poem, volume 2, page 282. I read it for by volume 2. That's that pocket. There are poskim who are Mako that the Madaik and the Ramah. You're not against the Ramah. Maybe it's only a problem. You're a maniac. If you're a maniac, that's already part of the, it's the end of using the tree. That's the same. But if it fell by accident, then that's not considered using the tree. Obviously, you can't climb on the tree to get it. Then you're using the tree for climbing.
No one's saying you can climb on the tree, but you can reach your hand very easily, usually in these cases. You know, it's not like up on the tree, you figure out how to get it. It's just like right there, like just stick your hand and get it. This has to be once, my yarmulke flew off during Corona. My yarmulke flew off onto these big, tall bushes, like 2 meter wide bushes on Shabbat, and I'm not sure what to do. And this cooler didn't even help because they were so tall and so big that I would have to climb on them in order to get my yarmulke. They were like the bushes that were taller than me. Like they were serious. I don't know what to do. They were very serious.
British engine.
Yes. Anyway, Kinter. So I just went back after Shabbat and I never found it. I had to find what.
Very diverse, yeah.
It wasn't really a big deal because it was like a street minion, like, you know, 20 feet from my house. So I just, you know, I don't remember exactly what I did. I ran home and got another gun. It wasn't the end of the world, and it was at night, so like no one even noticed. But in any case, I can handle it. Anyway, Maisa Shahaya, and you know, I was trying to figure out, could I use this kula? Did I want to use the kula? Would I find it after Shabbos? I thought I'd find it after Shabbos. Also, it's like it's very, very tall. Not tough that I could even get it without leaning or climbing on the trees, even if I try. You know, I could bring a ladder, but it was like way in. Anyway, Kitzer. All right, Kapara, the data show.
Well, after you had here, we have this one short question.
You know, what about a shluch kalachar yad b'makom hefzid? That's an interesting part. How do you take it off kalachar yad? That's a normal way to get things out of the tree, no? That's how everyone gets things off from the tree. It's not always so practical, depending exactly how it lands. You know, it's not always so practical. But I hear the time, it's not always so practical. And I think even if it's not such a big hefzid, you know, the line stuff. So what does this mean? Like, you know, your kid's throwing the frisbee and it lands in the tree on Shabbat, then there's just wait till what? Shabbat day after Shabbat. It's not a hector or like a tree. But if, you know, you're, I'm supposing that you need to get stuck there or you're afraid of a hefzid. You know, if you're throwing a frisbee in the backyard, it lands in your tree, so look at this, you'll have the Shabbat. But big deal. You know, probably doesn't have a frisbee anymore for the rest of Shabbat, but what then? But if you're walking on the street and you're dancing in the street on Shabbat, even if it's not valuable, it's going to get, you know, destroyed, then you could be Mako. You can be Mako. He's cool as even not Kalachar Yad. His cool is to rely on this Gemara, Shabbat Chak, that Ramah's only if you put it there on purpose. And if you didn't put it on there on purpose, it's not Bechal Zera. Meaning, the issue of taking things off is sort of the hedge of putting things on. But if you never put it on, then taking it off is not considered a shimush, and it's not considered before the gzera. And the gzera is only when you put things on and leave them there and take them off. Whether you put them on before, even put them on the heter. It's one big part of the shimush. If it falls, then okay, nish lahakol kach, b'shasa kach.
Jamie, what you're saying is even a question.
He's trying to combine a zillion different parts. Really, you have to look inside. He's been combining like 10 different spars, really. But this is the main spar.
Would it be considered shimush? Let's say the marking in your jacket house that's caught or you're still holding on?
If it's like a little caught on the tree, but it's not resting on the tree. If it's resting on two places, let's say. I would think not. If it's not like totally supported by the tree, I would think that.
Maybe still be
outside
to the rush.
Start
trying to pull it off.
The ball gets stuck in the tree on Shabbos. Can you use the pate?
The ball gets stuck in the tree on Shabbos. You're stuck in the
park?
What?
In the park.
Then the park is going to get stolen, etc. Now, again, the problem with ball, that the ball gets high up in the tree, then it's a big problem. You climb. But Ramon is like a little nervous that it falls. You offer the climb tree to get a home like your number. Yams usually don't decline. It doesn't go waltz and top. You fall off and do. Well, if you're really stuck, it's very low down, then I think you could be.
Is for and it can help you. And if you're not calling to get it, your friend is calling to get it. Maybe can they
hear it for you? Yeah. Another Jew's money is your money. No, I think that's true in halacha, not just in, you know, feel goodness. Okay, my turn. Continuing. The call Zeb Elon. So let's just make a list, by the way, of what's called Shemush. Shemush, right, is a climbing. What else did the Shulchan Aruch say? Nitlin, leaning, right, hanging. Removing from, if we go at least with Magid Mishnah. What else is an example of Shemush from Chuber? Any other examples of what actions are called Shemush? Says the Mishnah Brura, the cut and bathe. Who are they Mishonim v'nismachim, leaning. Right, that's the Mishnah Brura. Machaber, Machaber, Ramah, Mishnah Brura. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sekut and Gimel. Kilman Yachif, that's putting something on. Oh, we should have put that. Oh, the Hori is over Elon, that where he sounds more like the Mishnah. Oh, Likshur Bravahima, right?
You're moving from putting on, right? And that's also placing on, tying to, right? To tie your animal to the tree. Remember the old days you used to tie your animal to the tree? Then yeah, well, that's all considered using a tree.
Any physical use of a tree is use of a tree. Okay, we'll get to in the end of this simon, perhaps one or two more examples. Let's look at the Ramah here. Says the Ramah, Kolza be'ilim kayotzi, v'avolkinim harakin. This is all an elon. But what about soft reeds? How tall do you think these soft reeds are? That are machlokas Ramah and Taz?
No.
What? Probably higher than three tefachim. Because below three tefachim, even trees are okay. We'll see you the next step. Right? That's why reeds are tall. Right? You ever see soft reeds? They grow very tall. So, kiyerek, they're soft the vegetable. Most of the shanashim, afishim from the karka, they also shanash kiyerek. The Ramah here, the big kiddush, doesn't say that before in the Gemara, although it says something very similar to it, from that gosh ashrim, that the iser is on trees, not vegetables. And once the gather of giving the tree the vegetable, they're hard and tall. Why? Because the anchor answer was climbing up, right? And had to do with climbing up, that had to do with hard things. So this is a big end of the top here. Michal, is that a hand?
What's the issue with leaning on a tree?
You're using it.
The issue is that you're using the tree, then you break up the branch.
No, the answer is they made a low plug that they misfunctioned in them. They made a low plug that you can't use the tree, even in a way that will not lead to breaking anything. That's the fish. You can't even use the tree. Why can't you tie your animal to a tree? You know, it's a knot that's what they're shot at. It's using a tree. That's exactly what the Machaber is saying. The aim is stamshim b'mkhover l'karka klal. It's a low plug not to use the tree in any way, shape, or form. That's the kiddush, but that's push-up shot in the Gemara. That's Ramah. The Mishabur Gimel. No, I don't think it's in the Gemara. Does he bring a Achronim? I don't know which.
Achronim is still not correct. It's a kind of joke.
Every time
it's that
for
instance. What?
Everybody says that.
I thought that was.
Really? Why would him just say Shulchan Aruch?
Politics.
You know, when he posts Shulchan Aruch all the time. Grass, called grass. He called the grass.
I don't. He's not embarrassed in putting stuff on. I don't think anyone should be embarrassed in putting stuff on our parade. I think even those people who are against Chabad shouldn't be embarrassed about.
I'm not against any. But even those people are against Chabad shouldn't be embarrassed putting
stuff on our parade. Stuff on our parade would be totally authority. Even if you don't like the Tanya, you still coach stuff on our parade. I have nothing against Tanya personally, but even if someone doesn't like Tanya, what? They call it Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, so don't buy that printing. I have one at home that says Shulchan Aruch Harav, but it's not printed by the official Chabad. Seder. All right, should be the worst of its source. Anyway, where does Ramah get this from? That there's a heter of Yerek?
Because the Gemara has a fear of Yerek.
But they're interesting. All things that she used for Elon are in Irvin, not in Shabbos.
Different places in the earth for different reasons. You know, I don't have like a theory. The Gemara says about Bangalatan Tomat leaving your Erev swimming food on a tree, etc. So the problem is it's only valid if you could eat it with Shabbos starts. So are you letting it take advantage of such or not? They told me to put it on a comment on a reed. Say, oh, here's the Uber didn't hear it, not the Uber. Okay, I myself did not know. Uber didn't tells us that this is if it's a hard one, this is a soft one. So the Tarsim say the difference between a hard reed and a soft reed. So what do we see from here? That hard ones that are like trees are up there to take down from a Shabbat. Here opens the taking down a Shabbat stuff, right? The whole point is you left there for Shabbat is a valid Uber. Well, if I can take it down, it sounds valid here. If not, I can't. So, I mean, I get tons of little bit of and down to your shots. At least you can left there.
Kitzer, Kamba Uzudin Khan, Bain and Uzudin. You know, it depends if they are hard or not. Then the Hagotzer tree and the Rama gets the idea that there's no Gdera in a Derek, only in a, only in an Ace. Okay, but this is controversial. The tab here. Disagrees. And that's the Porsche Gemara. The Taz here disagrees. And this is this long Taz here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. And what does he say?
He said, first of all,
he thinks the Rush disagrees. The Rush does leave out this part of the Gemara. That's the Rush, like the Rush disagrees. Why? Because this door of Nachman in the Gemara. But earlier in the Gemara, there was Ravina who said differently. Okay, it sounds from Shad of the Gemara like the Ravina was the Hafmina, but in the end, the Maskana is Rav Nachman. Can't make the Chiddush. We pass like Ravina earlier in the Gemara. It's in a forced line in the Gemara. We don't pass like the line in the Gemara, but says Raya. The Rush didn't quote this line in the Gemara. And he wants to say that the Ramah is wrong. And he says, look at. Right, the Bachi, his father, the Bachel, that also he said, look at the Machaber. What does the Machaber say? The Amish stamped him, Korba the Kaka Pal. Korba the Kaka is everything, right? And that's Lashon the Rambam. So the Rambam and the, if here we put Yerek, right? Let's make a little Yerek. Kima, the Yerek. Here we put the Ramah, based on the Hagov of tree, says Mutter. Here we have the Taz, based on the Rush, and the Bach agrees with him. And he said, no, I have so many theories on my spine. I have the Machaber on my spine, so I put the Rambam on my spine. Says the Bach, and the Machaber and the Rambam on the side already. That side seems to look very intimidating, right? Right? Doesn't it look intimidating?
Yes.
Especially to Zaki, you know?
That's
right. Right, Zaki doesn't look intimidating. Rambam the Machaber?
Yeah.
The only problem is he's wrong. The Machaber does not hold that way. What? Yeah.
He says that we have no bad ties in the books about the shirin, but he was just said, you know, the person don't match the chapter about the shirin. Since they only say it's after the Laal of the Ilan, they don't say it's after the chapter of the Torah, it matches what they go with the shirin. The Machaber himself.
Asmi said, what did you say? What do you mean? Don't be thinking of the Machaber. He says, Machaber, he meant Machaber of Ilan, even though he, you want to be a Raya that Taz is wrong.
No, Taz is right.
Oh, because? Ah, because since. Okay, I have a better raya. It doesn't matter. I have a better raya. Turn to Shin Yud Beis, the Ifav. Again, wiping after going to the bathroom. Mekan kin b'Shabbos b'asavim lachim. You can wipe on Shabbos with moist grass. Afilim mechubarim, even if they're attached to the ground. Uvil bad shelo yizizim. As long as you don't move them. Mishem mishtam tor leka. No iser mishtam tor chuber. Delo amrel be'ilan v'lo be'yerek. Oh, it's no, but grass is no problem. Shimut no chuber. In your base bob, because lo amra el be'ilan velo be'yerek. I mean, Machaber there says the exact same words that are about lo amra el be'ilan velo be'yerek. So it's very, I mean, the Taz is a little strange, right? The Machaber, he's like, oh, the Machaber says, stam Machaber. So it must be that all Machaber. Yeah, but the Machaber in Shinu Beis says, no problem with stam Machaber, because lo amra el be'ilan velo be'yerek. And so he meant that kind of Yerek, not this kind of Yerek. You can say whatever you want, but clearly when he says Mechover, he didn't mean all Mechover. And he even used the same Lashon. He says there was no Itzer be Yerek. So it's very strange. I think we're going to have to talk this out.
you know, what's the cost of the says not doesn't address that here. He's like, oh, there he didn't mean get right, you only meant he didn't say Muffin Covenant Breed for me. It was a little higher. The whole answer they only said by Elon, not by Yer. Okay, that's Macabre. Shin your gaze, Bob. And once the Macabre was seen, when he said Macabre, he means only trees Macabre. Maybe the Rahman said Macabre, I'm only trees Macabre. Right, basically, whenever someone says the word Macabre, that doesn't mean they mean all Macabre. So the Macabre here said Macabre, and over there said, of course, only Elon, not Yer. Ah, so why are you hearing say Macabre? Actually, starting at Olam B'Elon, and he meant for us to understand that he meant Mechover of an to an Elon. And says the Mishnah Berurah here, Sif Katan, Tesbav, Abakas, at the end here, the Taz, the Taz Cholik al Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says Asr is the Lashon of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch is Asr Mechuber Klal and the Bach is Matner. The Elio Rabo is Matzik on the Taz and brought Kama Rishon wrote like the Ram, many Rishonim. And what does he say? The Ramah says Mechuber Klal. He meant Mechuber of what we're talking about, which is an Elon. And what do you mean Mechuber Klal? I mean any kind of Elon, whether dry or moist, etc. But it's not within Elon. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah popped against the Taz. You know, he said the Elio Rabbah in the name of Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah popped against the Taz. Kitzer, we paskin against the Taz, like Mishnah Berurah, that there's no ether she must be Yerek, but the Mishnah Berurah adds a couple caveats. What's his two caveats, says the Mishnah Berurah. Of course, if it's a hard Yerek, then it's like an Elon already. That's what he says here. V'amu kasha, av'amu mishenu kasha, ki Elon aslo shtamish alav. No, if it's hard, even if it's not as hard as a real tree, that's still aser, because he thinks that part of the clear might come to break off the top. He also points out in Yudalid that many poskim hold, that's also in the Mishnah Berurah, that ones that are going to grow hard are usher. Not everyone agrees, but he brings down for many Rishonim. He says, Kane Nachum Lipstok. He says, look, even if it goes as far as the Bach, he said, but we can't find the Bach. The Hechmir Mishnah Berurah, the Asidin Let Pachshot. Right? If it's going to get hard, when it grows up, then he was still machmer. So, okay, Lamaite, you have to use this heter of the Yerek judiciously. Yes, Yoni.
It's not too much hard vegetable itself. We're talking about the vegetable itself.
We're talking about the plant. Not the vegetable, the plant.
So even if you have a beet or a turnip, which is extremely hard.
Yeah, no, we're talking about the plant. Okay. Sip base. Sharsha Elon is a whole the subya. We're just going to do the Allah Mai. Sharsha Elon Kwum and Earth Gimel Pakam also the Stamish Bam, Pakmi Kam Butter Lish Tamishem, the Kekarka Pashivi. How about roots? You ever see sometimes you have big trees, the roots come up out of the ground next to them? Right? That's what it means, the Sharsha Elon. The roots come up again. What?
Using the bottom. You mean not the branch, right?
No, the roots. You have a big oak tree. And next to it, a foot away, all of a sudden, coming out, breaking it breaks the sidewalk, and it comes up, etc. Happens all the time. Obviously, when they're very old trees. So he says, are those considered like a tree or not? So it depends. Above three tefachim is usher. Basically, what's the rule? What rule are we using here?
Lavud.
Within three tefachim counts the ground, not as the tree. So above three tefachim is usher. Within three tefachim is mutar d'kekarka hashivi. That's lavud. It counts like the ground. This is machlokas for Sheshis and Rava or something. That what was the case there? Let's say here you have your tree and it's growing up and it goes up, even here it goes up three tvachim. Here's the three tvachim line. Even if it's like coming down from here. So it's growing from ether. It's stored as an ether. It's growing from above.
nonetheless, loves to be tefach line is mutter. So we don't say anything that like comes from above your top is upper. If it goes back down, it's mutter again. So basically, you can sit on this part, but not this part. Okay, that's machlokes amaran, but that's how we talk it. And continuing, hayivom shlosha v'chol tachteim af bish mitzad echad echol tachteim v'arin shavim la'aretz asher leisha v'filo tach hashavim la'aretz. Really, the chol tachteim is not the echad here. It would be the same with that chol tachteim. There's a long talk about this, but it doesn't really chop it up. I mean, in the end, what it means is what if the ground is not level? So on one side or two or three side, it is three fucking high, and then the other one is two or three sides, it is less than three fucking high, right? That could happen. Let's say, I don't know, here's the ground, right? The ground is this, and then it goes up. And you have a tree right here. So, this part of the tree is three tefachim off this ground, but only one tefach off that ground, so is it mutter or aser? And you can have any combination you want. So what's the case here? Mitzad echad, it's shavim la'aretz, mitzad echad, it's ground level. But on three sides, it's three fucking high, aser. Okay, what if it was two and two? What if it's two and two? Zaki, you remember? Or do we need the Mishabura to help us? Says Mishabura, Kigon Shekaka, Yvova Osotzad, etc. But Daki Mitzad Echa, the Batal Osotzad, the Gabi Shloshan Sadim, Sham Nir and Gova Gimel Tvachim, only Shnei Sadim, Sham Loritz, Osotzad, Sadim, Mutar, and Shamash Lane. That was the case in Mark. Machbok and Rabbin are changes. Yeah. It was growing like in a water channel. So, like on this side of the water channel is three fucking high, but on the two sides where the ground is higher. So, if it's two and two, Mutter, it's only one and three is up, and the one is Batal to the three. So, what if you have different sides? Again, I'm not put on the board. If it's 50-50 on two sides, it's three fucking high, and on two sides, it's one step behind Mutter. Only if it's three sides, three fucking high, and one side, one step high, then up there, because you go by the rule. But 50-50 is Mutter.
It's very obvious that you can see the ground is
fine. You want to know, like, is it three fucking tall or not? Depends from which ground. So, maybe you could have said lower from any ground. I'm not sure. Maybe common sense. Because it's mostly three fucking high.
Well, then you could reach around and think it would be ridiculous if reach from one side, which is not three fucking, and being shown to the other side, which is
not three fucking. Yeah, you just have to draw the line. I'll just point out one or two things. Says the beer halacha here, although it's very, very pashut, the one beer halacha with the faith, he said, let's say you have, like, here's another tree, remember a tree fucking line, and a branch comes out, and it's sort of like straddling this line. Do we say it's considered lovin? It's been struck on the ground. It's what we call it lovin, right? Or, but yours is going to sit here, right? Don't want to sit on the bottom of the branch, that's impossible, unless you're like a fly. You want to sit on the top of the branch. So the branch is in three fucking, but you're sitting above three fucking. Do you go by where you're sitting or where the branch? So says the Baruch, clearly we go by where you're sitting. Not exactly the rule of love. Although the whole tree is lower to the ground, No. And that's what he says right here. The Afim Kholba Atlo Hego shows look, he matera nothing, keeps a mile of Yoshua on up from Shamish, it's gonna give him fuck muscle shamisham. Okay. He says that it's not clear if that works in the Western everyone, but it's obvious part. That's usher because it doesn't depend where the branch, it depends where you are. If you want to use the bottom of this branch, I have no idea how it's useful to you, then that's mutter. If you want to use the side of this branch below the red line, that's mutter. But if you want to sit on the branch, then that's usher.
Maybe in the trunk, can I move my foot on the first?
How about the trunk within three tefachim of the ground? Does he say this explicitly here? Yeah, I guess he doesn't say it explicitly, but it would seem that even the trunk within three tefachim is considered the ground. Within three tefachim, it would be considered the ground, but he makes one big exception. Look in the Mishabura, your test. The shori leishu aleim kolshkin the yerek shein kvo gimel tefachim badlay mutter chin ilan katan but pierce yagdis what are yagdis some sort of raspberries, maybe? Maybe raspberries? Those grow on very small bushes. What about a very short bush? Kedoma efshe de mutter, comes from the old fatum. Maybe it's mutter, less than 3 tfachim. But then he says, v'yishlom or lehefe, vilchish. Hey, was b'chol gavnish lefter, sh'loshtam sh'loshem yitlos. No, it's growing fruits. That's the ikker gzera sh'miyalo v'yitlos. No. It's only sharshi and shame of his direction, low plug with them, most probably you have guilt. No, the low plug of the sharakim and the trunk, you know, that is at the branches in the trunk, you know, when the fruits are very far away, it's most are going to be fine. But the deer itself, much fruit here, it's sit on the bush, three pockets is much fruit today. That, yes, it's from the previous god, then says maybe even Yerek, a royal Achila, extra gum came lesser. Maybe even a Yerek. Should be Oscar. And he quotes all this from the from the Prima Godin. So he said, if there's mamish fruit to pick, then he's not even less than 3 tfachim. Your mamish, if a fruit is less than 3 tfachim there, then he's not even less than 3 tfachim. The head there is only if there's no fruit there and it's just a low plug, then we're making less than 3 tfachim. But he coaches, Prima Godin says, maybe, not sure. So we should be machal like the Prima Godin. If you have a bush that's 2.9 tfachim tall, then don't sit on it if it's full of fruit. Okay. What? So then you wouldn't, even if the pumpkin is only 2.5 tfachim, you shouldn't sit on it before. Yes? You can't pick a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin bearing on a tree.
Let's go by to a little Sifyud. Sifyud hadas mechover motel arichbo about etzer gudavok kol davar roi lachilo also arichbo mechover shema yikot tothol achlo. Can you smell? Look, or we see from here that smelling is not considered shemush, which makes sense. Like, not shemush to smell. Like shemush, you have to like physically interact with it. Like looking at something is not shemush, right? So it's not shemish, that's a special xavier. You can't smell a fruit or you can't smell because you might pick it. But the Gemara's Machalgin Hadas and Esrog. What's the only problem with the Gemara's Kilogin Hadas and Esrog? What's confusing at the Gemara's Kilogin Hadas and Esrog? That there are two sheets in the Rishonim, which way is Achter and which way is Machalgin Esrog and Hadas, it's Machalgin Esrog and which direction. Right, so the Gemara says Hadas is different than Esrog. What does the Machaber say? The Machaber says, like most Rishonim, he says Hadas is mutter to smell, but Esrog is utter. Why? Hadas is mutter to smell. Why aren't we afraid you'll pick it to smell it? Why aren't we afraid you'll pick Hadas in order to smell it? Because why would I pick Hadas in order to smell it? I'm smelling it just fine right now.
Are you picking it for your Armenian?
Right? It was a very common food. Someone told me that in Greece they still eat estrogs. I don't know anyone
ever.
That's not called eating. That's called shtick. Anyone ever lived in Greece? Okay. If you have any friends in Greece, ask them. Someone told me they fell in like in Rami Levi, like next to the other. You eat them all the time. I don't know if it's true. Someone could probably Google it, but not right now. Anyway, okay. That is the opinion of, I would call it Rove Rishonim, and that is the Mechaber. What's the difference? Hadas, there's no incentive to pick. You're already enjoying it, but an etzog is instead because you can enjoy it more by eating. However, the Ran quotes from the Gaonim, and it's quoted in the Magen Avraham here, Sifkatan Yud. Okay, the Yamshel Shlomo Machvir Kedas Haran.
right? He doesn't give you too much information here. Just as the Amshel Shlomo is machra like the Rani, he doesn't make like right. Machra like, you know, Shlomo, could you give me a board, please?
What's the story of Rani? That man, Hadas is offer with the Ethro with Mosher. What's the story for that? What's the story for the Rani? Why would it be the other way around?
Because it was something that's the Omer Raya, and it's actually used.
Make a cube. Heck, hey, right, exactly right. It's just supposed to be giving gears in the north. This is two out the gears in the north. Which one is upper? Which one is lower? So here we have a Honda. Here we have an Estro. Here we have most Rishonim. That mutter, because there's no need to pick it. Oster, because you no need to pick for smell. Oster, because you need to pick it for eating. You never need to pick a hadas. It's not fine as it is, but you need to pick for eating. Oh, why can't you just eat it where it is? Why do you need to pick it? Well, you're going to say that's also pick. Right, by the bite of fruit of the tree, that's also kosher. Right? I mean, you can't eat it without kosher. If I pick it, it's kosher, if I bite it, it's kosher. And if I'm biting on the tree, it might be kosher. Yeah, it's kosher. That's the Rishon. But the Ran, he quotes an opposite yours of the Gaonim, and he says that no, a Hadas is author because there is no hecker. There's no hecker. There's no hecker in a hadas because smelling a hadas is not a right. It's not a hekera, but the etrog water because it's weird to just smell an etrog on the tree. It's normal to say, "Oh, the fragrant bush. Let me smell it." Since there's no hecker, you might come to pick. So, Zera, Sam, I get both. But an ephron, if I smell the ephron on the tree, that's weird. If you smell the ephron on the tree, you pick an ephron because it's food. Therefore, something weird reminds that I remember shop, I won't come to pick it. I have to admit that the story of the other people seems a little stronger. Have you? Ah, you mean what about just, we might like move it, and what would be usher about? About moving it? What? And what would be usher about that? And the truth is that maybe it'll be like shimush if you move it, so maybe we should make it zera. Unless we say, no, that would be zera like zera. That we don't make that. Maybe shimush?
You want to know if there's an answer tilful or not, so look at what the Mishnah Berurah said here. Actually, he says, look back in Sif Aleph, and if you look back in Sif Aleph, he says, give me a second. What does he say? He says someplace here. Bidavka, give me half a second. Harvey Postman's. Okay. The look, what about the shimush in the kinim harakim? Shimush b'yerek. Why don't we worry about mukta in the shimush b'yerek? So who discussed this here? Maybe it comes up a little later. Okay, really the answer is because it's not mukta, and we'll see that soon.
don't know how soon. But in Shinya base, the Akronim Papkin is not much. And Mr. Rosenkrantz, he says earlier, but we'll get to it. How do we Papkin?
Makaber said like this, the Marshal that the Yom Tov Shlomo and the Magen Avraham are machmir.
They don't pop like the Ran. They should also be machmir like the Ran. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're not machmir like the Ran. We're not machmir like the Ran. The Ran's too weird of a story, even though the Gersa the Gaonim, we just pop like most Rishonim and like the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, all right.
What do you say about herbs?
That you can smell them when they're recovering. You mean what about herbs that are edible? Then look over you, that would be like an esrog, yeah. Anything edible should be like an esrog.
Even if people don't usually eat rosemary,
no, we don't eat rosemary before prayer, you just use as a spice.
You cook with it.
They cook with it, but you're not like gonna go.
That becomes similar to the pumpkin, right? What about something that's not you don't want to eat right now.
No, but you didn't eat it.
What
do you eat?
What about something you don't want to eat? You're not going to eat it right now. You can take it home and use it as a spice, but you're not going to eat it on the spot. The flavor still applies.
Thanksgiving, given the pumpkin,
how
can you actually eat that thing?
Right.
You don't
eat it. That's an interesting question. Whether they apply to something you eat, but you're not going to eat on the spot. What if you're going to eat it, but not eat it on the spot? Would the xera apply? The answer is I'm not sure, but I think it might. But still, you might pick it, take it home to eat it. But I'm not sure. The people eat bread. I guess people do eat bread. They use it as spice. Okay. You know what? Let's skip for a second to the mukta, right? We won't go to, we finished the yud. Instead of going to yud gimel now, let's just briefly look at, turn for a second to shin yud beis zifav, which we read once, we'll read again. Shin yud beis zifav. Mekan chem Shabbos, so you can wipe your posterior on Shabbos after moving your bowels. With moist breath, a filay mechubar, even if it's attached to the ground, will be obliged to get the same as long as you don't move them. Shemeshavish koleke, isn't this a shemesh mechubar to wipe with that? No, the lamer will be ill, lo be yerek. The yerek is the mila. No, that's what we said. The taz was taz has a problem. Sorus. What do you mean be obliged to get the same as long as you don't move them? Why can't you move them? Says the Magen Avraham here. Well, you see things, she mukta. You can't move them, they're mukta. Meaning you can wipe on them, but you can't actually move them with your hands to wipe on them. You can just like move your body over them, move your backside over them to wipe, but you can't actually move them with your hands because it's mukta. That's the mangana problem, picking anything growing in the ground, even if there's no isser shimush, the yerek, and moving it this way or that way is mukta. That's the mangana problem. That's the Mishnah Berurah here, though. Tifkatan bug. It doesn't mean you can't move them with your hand. You can move them with your hand. You just can't pick them, and then that's totally set that if they're done right, though. Okay, some of the opponents say that, isn't that so obvious? Why does the Machaber have to tell them? The Machaber's not like the Chumash. The Machaber can tell them things that are obvious, not the end of the world. Where did you get this from? Kafei, Elio Rabba, the Tosef Shabbos, the Shari Achronim, the Lok Magen Avraham, all the Achronim rejected the Magen Avraham. This is a very, very fundamental question, right? What about moving Yeret Mechover? Is that Mukta or not? Says the Magen Avraham. It's also Mishon Mukta. So whatever the Hadat, you can spell it, the Chaf Shalom. To this, the Hadat is really more of a hard tree. You can smell it, but you can't. What about the yerek? You can never move these. You can use them. You can use them, put things on, put things off, but you can't move them. But the Mishnah Berurah says, nope, all the Achronim disagreed with them. All the Achronim disagreed with the Magen Avraham, even the Primogenim on this Magen Avraham. He quotes the Magen Avraham. What Sivkatan was it? And then we have to stop. Sivkatan Zion. Sivkatan Vav. I am Magen Avraham, etc. But it's not true. Okay, so no, the truth is he defends him. So some of the other Achronim here argue on him, and they say that's not called Mukta. What's Mukta? Something picked from the ground is Mukta. Something that's useful while it's on the ground is still on the ground is not Mukta on Shabbos. They assume that moving a plant that's on the ground
moving a yerek that's on the ground is not muktzah on Shabbos. That's what most achronim believe. If you look at Machzah Shekel in this Magen Aram, that's where it's thinking of Sefer El Yorav, Sefer Tosef Shabbos, Kolkin, the muktzah, the mechubra, eno elo v'piris hanit lashim on Nachshu b'Shabbat.
If the grass is picked on Shabbat, that's mukta. Because as picked grass, it was mukta, it wasn't here before Shabbat. But if you're using the grass on the ground, that was here. Things on the ground are useful. So even if you want to move something, says he, Elio Rabba, the Tosefa Shabbat, the Mishnah Brura, you get it before anyone else, the Matta Shekel, he says, not mukta. We paskin like Mr. Bura, as usual, like most Achronim. We paskin fascinatingly that even though we say Makobra is mukta, we don't really mean it. It's all a thing. Makobra that was Niklash is mukta. Because as Niklash is not the Mukha Meir Shabbat, a new thing that you didn't prepare for a Shabbat, that you didn't want to be this way Meir Shabbat. After all, why is it good to take a Meir Shabbat? That shows you want to not take a Shabbat. It not be a pick for the Shabbat. But mechubar that's useful as mechubar is not mukta on Shabbat. That is a big fetish. But that's true of a lot of things. The mechubar household, my door full of the hinges, mukta on Shabbat. All other hinges, not mukta. We pop like the mishmar. That's good to know. Again, if it's a tree, mechubar, you can't move it. But if it's a yerek, that's why I say yerek, right? A tree is also not up to the mukta. It's not the shemesh mechubar. But it's mother. Okay, we'll have to stop here.
It's not as if we do not, because we don't like with very
because they're using the wife. You're saying it has no purpose as it is, maybe mukta, because I don't know, we walk on it, etc. I'm not convinced.
But it wasn't almost far over there because they use it. It seems because they use the wife, that's why it has purpose.
And
that's why it's a mukta, like the light we don't use it.
I'm not sure. Maybe we have to wait for Mukta's man, Summer's man Mukta to really get into it. And it's more complicated. Okay, we'll leave that starting out. Okay, I really thought I would finish Kosher today, but I'm just gonna let everyone go before you ask questions. Then you can ask questions all night long. We're almost finished Kosher, but not 100 million percent. Anyway, next time we're doing Kosher and Ma'amer and starting Dutch. Someone please grab the Dutch recorder. Ma'amer is like short. Sure. It's in the box. But Amr's in the box, that email. Josh is being handed out now. Put the leftovers in the box and then I'll email it. When is the next year? We can't wait till Sunday after Shabbat Shuba. We can't wait till Sunday. You want to call days now. Then we need to take in another year. There are two options. If we don't want to do it on fast day, this Thursday or next Thursday?
Like tomorrow.
No, you don't have to do it in the row.
I want next Thursday.
You want next Thursday? You want to share next week?
Next Thursday is
fast day? No, next Wednesday is fast day. That I crossed off. We don't have to share on the fast day.
I prefer next Thursday, I prefer next Thursday.
You guys were a strong.
Does anyone not want to hear him to come to Dalia afternoon?
Me, possibly.
What am I having to do? Okay,
don't want on a fast day afternoon. Fine, stay here. Okay, who votes for this birthday? Raise your hand. You never work. I mean, prove it now. Who votes for next birthday? Raise your hand.
There you go.
What?
My
you guys, next Thursday. Here next Thursday and the following Sunday, which is 2 days in a row. So be ahead in Seder.
Right.
Yeah,
we should
hurry
up the
dust
by next Thursday.
The rest of Kofar and Ma'amer will be an hour. We'll do an hour of dust next Thursday, and then we'll do more dust on the Sunday after. So, you know, move your dust.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's isn't that.